Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Dr. Rhoda Deanna Lally, nurse, environmental nurse physicist, and scholar in residence at Columbia University in New York City. Such a great honor and privilege to be with you tonight. Special blessings to my co-host and engineer, Pastor John Nathan on the spot, Hill from Orangeburg, South Carolina. Such a mighty man of God, full of grace and glory. And in this season of Thanksgiving, I am just so thankful to have had safe travels. We've been in a 5-city tour with this solar nano technology, this campaign, keep getting America safer, spreading the gospel truth about having healthy, smart homes. And so, Pastor Hill, I need you just to talk for about 3 minutes because I've got just an emergency. I've got to take this other call.
Okay.
So if you'll do that, I'll be right back with everyone.
Okay. This is, like she said, this is Nathan on the spot, being put on the spot tonight, coming with Dr. Lally with a testimony that she told me about 2 weeks ago. And I think it was in Luke 10. And she said, tell your spouse, thank you. And I started doing that. And the next day we went fishing. And then I took her fishing and she sit there and fish all day, half of the day really. And things just start changing in the atmosphere in the house. And since then I've been continuing to do it. And things was going on. So I took it to the Bible study the other week. And now they start telling people thank you. So they're supposed to be doing it now for quite a while to telling someone thank you. Then I brought it to the church members, and we are doing it that program too. They're going out telling people, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we found it in the Bible. Dog, I don't know exactly. I think it's still in Luke 10 that he was saying something to some people about going out into the cities and stuff. And how thank you was going to be such an important part. But he already told us some places we're going to go, they're not going to receive you. And he gave us a commandment when they're not receiving you on what to say. But then they also give us a commandment of insight of what to do when they do receive you. And that's thank you. Thank you for all your hospitality. Thank you for putting food on the table for me. Thank you for the warm bed I slept in last night. Just tell people thank you. And, you know, and people ain't got to do nothing or say anything. Just a warm smile and say thank you for being just who you are. Will change people's life during the course of a day. Because you never know what people are going through. You know, it could just lift them up to a point where they got enough courage to go on and do more. They might be in a little stump for the last 6 months spiritually. And when you come and say those special words, oh, thank you for being just who you are, carries a whole lot of weight on people's lives these days. And with all this stuff going on, especially this thing in going to the hospital and shooting the woman in the parking lot and all that going on, and then going in there shooting other people for no reason. I mean, people ain't got to do nothing for them to try to just take you out of this world these days. And we got a young lady that was missing since right here in Augsburg. That's been missing now for a couple of days, and they can't find out where she at. So we need to change this thing around and start telling people, thank you. Thank you for just being you. And that might change their life that day. And some things that maybe they was going to do, they might not do it then. Just those simple words, thank you, thank you. So without further ado, that's all I have to say on this great night with the Dr. Lara. Dr. A. Dr. A, is you back yet? Oh, she ain't came back yet, y'all. So I got to go on a little further. I hope that we can continue that when you get two or three people doing it and hit with catch on and go throughout the whole neighborhood, throughout the whole territory.
Pastor Hill, can you hear me okay?
I got you back.
Okay.
Good.
I'm so glad you got me back. That was a wonderful gave on gratitude.
And
we've been actually sitting in the kitchen, the couple. I said that that God had given me a word that he wanted to do a new thing. Their family, a beautiful couple with 8 amazing children.
In
a brother has 8 children. I said, I don't know what's in y'all, but y'all took bless the earth and multiply to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
But I was sharing with him about what I had said about for him and his wife to begin to establish legacy of gratitude, to begin affirming one another every day in that gratitude. The next day, I was on that conference call with you and our environmental bishop, David Lawrence Clark, and how we began to reflect in that conversation, and you said, you know, it hit you. And I inspired you. I just said jokingly, y'all need to start saying thanks to your wives, and you said you thought about it for a minute. And then you came back and said, you know what, Doc, I'm going to take that as a challenge.
Yeah.
And I just share again for this family, this young family, to hear what happened. You took it by faith. How long you and your wife been together?
18 years.
18 years. You've been loving on each other 18 years, and you decided your marriage anew all over again. And just tell us what happened when you got up and started saying thanks beginning in the morning.
Oh, man, it just changed the whole atmosphere of the house, you know. And I could see a difference in her, and we took it from our house to the church house and to a Bible study. So we got a lot of people out now that's going out.
The Bible study. Oh, man,
oh,
you got to slow this down. You didn't put it on a roll now. Did you, what happened in your wife? When you start first, what was the first thing you said thanks for?
Well, before you said it, I thank her for, she got up and cooked a breakfast, and I said, this is a feast for a king, thank you. And that's before you even mentioned anything. So the next night, she cooked another great meal, and the next morning she cooked. I just said, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And ever since then, thank you. I mean, I've been eating good. And so I took her fishing. She went to go fishing, so she didn't catch but one. But she was, she said she was at peace and she was happy. And that was a great experience. And since then, you going around.
That you share with me to just that's me. She told you even if she didn't catch no fish.
Right.
Just
she
being with you asking in the radiance of your thanks to her. And what did you notice about her when you started affirming her and thanking God for her and thanking her?
A shift in her whole meaning. Or look like in
a
life
shift.
It did. Yeah, a shift. You know,
she
like
became more.
Everything changed. Seemed like
everything.
God
put a marriage of 18 years.
Yeah.
She began to say thank you. What were some of the things she said thanks for to you?
Oh goodness, it's hard for her to. Basically, her thanks is a smile. You know, she'll give you that certain smile. Yeah,
because
hard for her.
We're learning something here. Some people have been so oppressed, they never were given the opportunity to communicate.
Right.
They were never taught to say thank you. They were never even had voice to words. Don't you remember the saying, children should be seen and not heard?
Yeah.
And we have a generation where people have not been communicating.
Right.
They've been,
right.
But not hearing. They've not been given the opportunity. But we've learned something about the power of our anointing, the disposition of our life. And, and we're learning about the character of God in us. We serve a God that wants all of us to say thank you to him, and he calls it the sacrifice of praise.
Mm-hmm.
To be intentional, morning, thank you, Lord, for another day. And isn't it something? The main thing, God, one of the main things he wants from us is communication.
Communication.
He wants to be put in remembrance of the promises that he's already made us.
Yes,
he wants to encourage us in the words that he decided for us. He wants this conversation. Isn't that something? Yet in our culture, one of the main reasons that people divorce is that they stop communicating. When there's no communication, there can be no intimacy.
Yes.
We stop affirming by saying thank you and being intentional to appreciate. God wants to be told how glorious he is, how magnificent he is. And we got to do that with another. We got to tell our husbands, if fine, handsome, strong, gallant kings. We affirm them. They're made by God in the image of God. Just like we tell God he's mighty, he's Lord, he's King, he's Elohim, the all-sufficient one. We love on him like that, the most abiding one, the all-assured one, the most holy one.
That's right.
Made in the image of God. We have to have that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I'm seeing happening in these families that are being intentional on this journey, in this season of Thanksgiving, when we have the greatest opportunity to fortify one another.
Yes.
I'm not even telling the enemy thanks.
Yeah.
For being intentional about people who have offended me and lied on me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Started telling me I appreciated little things they did for me.
Yeah.
And you look at me with a concern. Will you be merciful enough to help me use this air machine? He had an attitude, but I asked him for his mercy. He turned around and said, "Lady, just sit back. I'll do it." You know, I started just affirming people and appreciating them. I got so many angels watching over me because, you know, my hip got sore in the spring and I was limping. People run to open the door for me and hold it there. Like I'm a VIP. You know, like I'm looking at Michelle Obama. She gets up at 4 o'clock to answer the exercise every morning. And when I get up at 4, I wait to her. I salute her in the Eastern way. I said, I'm gonna get my exercise on at 7:30, Michelle. But I talked to her up 4:30, but you know, you gotta stop and appreciate people. And what started in the same kitchen that I'm sitting in right now is moving in the airwaves. Is my connected family on in studio today? Mr. Mario, are you with us?
Oh, I didn't see him yet.
Okay. Well, I got to talk to some of my Canadian brothers. They were telling me their Thanksgiving was last month because I don't know why. I thought everybody did Thanksgiving on the same day, you know. It goes to show you how limited I was in my thinking. And so I was telling the Canadians about your testimony. And even Mario said he had started saying thanks. And expressing yes. And so I told Elder Clark. Elder Clark said he had been saying thanks and appreciation for the many people. When he got that stroke and that brain clot, that blood clot that went into the brain that he had to have emergency surgery for.
Wow.
So, on this eve of Thanksgiving, I've been on a 5-city tour. We were in Washington, D.C., excited about what's happening with business development and business enterprise out there. And I want to give a shout-out to my colleagues down in Durham and Raleigh as they're engaging for their 10th annual Black Expo and showcasing the Black Shark Tank down there. The investors are coming together to give platform to technology, entrepreneurship in the Black community, and to evangelist Shirley Collins, Sarah Collins down in Atlanta. This lady is an advocate for the Lupus Foundation. And we went down there to the Purple Ball with Tyler Perry's team, Beyonce's team, and Michelle Barack had some people in the house. It was a musical tribute and a banquet awards for the movers and shakers in TV and radio down there. And in the community, one of our colleagues got an award. She's an innovator, young woman in her 30s that's doing so much to get bring technology in low-income housing down there and to bring awareness to lowering indoor radiation, air and radiation toxins. And she gave us an opportunity to network with several of the celebrities that were there at this affair, the fabulous fair called the Purple Ball. And I want to reach out to our listening audience. Every November, they have this affair in Atlanta. Tickets are under $100 for the entertainment and the festivities. It was well worth the time, resource, money spent to be able to go down there and celebrate. I did not know James Brown, the singing legend. James Brown's daughter had overcome lupus. Young woman, she talked about how she started eating and exercising, eating organic foods, and how she healed herself, stabilized herself of lupus. I know that lupus is still one of those diseases that they do not have a treatment for, and it's really hard to diagnose. But watching the labor of these women, you want to celebrate them. They're being steadfast on the airwaves down there and being steadfast in television, bringing this information to their community. And I just want to begin by talking about how your environment can exacerbate lupus. We have a number of clients whose homes we have retrofitted who have lupus. Lupus is when your connective tissue is attacked. Tissue is attacked in the body, and you begin to lose your strength to be able to walk. The literature documents, medical literature documents, if you have sustained exposure to high electrical waves, high electrical static in your house, you can exacerbate your lupus and actually put yourself into renal failure. So there's actually medical diagnosis now that talk about renal failure secondary to lupus and the effects of electricity in that process. So there's a real need for research around developing therapeutic homes for people with lupus. And we have a number of clients, young women, women in their 20s, that were hospitalized with lupus at least two or three times a month. But after we reduced the air and radiation in their home, brought their static from 1,200 all the way down to under 20, their lupus rash went away in a week, and that's because we actually put together, we alkalized their water and increased the oxygen in their water. So bathing in alkalized water that had no electrostatic in it was very really therapeutic for them, and the rash went away in a week, and this is crazy, it never came back. She's been in the house with our technology now for 6 years. She was in, this is somebody who was in the hospital twice a month, young woman, 26 years old with two babies, and she has not been hospitalized since she's been in therapy, in a therapeutic home, 6 years. So I know that we're on track with our whole quest to lower electrostatic in the house, in the water, in the gas system, in the windows, and being able to share in that activity. They were so excited. I had an opportunity to speak with some people from Tyler Perry's camp and give them a demonstration of why so many people were getting cancer from their bedroom, breast cancer and diabetes and heart disease. They were blown out of the studio when they saw what a wall with electrical current does to the body. It was amazing. So needless to say, we left there with them so excited for us to come back and to do something, a healthy smart home campaign, open up the Atlanta market. And so, man of God, I'm so happy that you were able to share how giving thanks and being intentional put a new fire in your marriage.
Oh, yeah.
You say that again everybody can hear. Put a new fire in your marriage, the new marriage. And gave, from what I understand, I've heard so many of people that are doing this now. You see, Oprah Winfrey has it on the cover of her magazine.
Oh, okay. Yes, she said, press for a life of gratitude. Kabusha Tea has come out with a Kabusha brand for living in gratitude. Huh. And I'm convinced that it is the real quest of the power. It's the God has given the fortifying. He said, begin to do everything. He said, your spirit is renewed every day, even the body is renewed in the season. And I'm looking at marriage. Marriage has to be renewed every day. Thanksgiving allows us to strengthen marriage, renew it, strengthen our sons, strengthen our children, strengthen our daughters by giving thanks for the blessings and the gift that they all bring, you know, to the covenant, to the institution of marriage. And so, man of God, in the interest of time tonight, I want you to just share a prayer with our listening audience, because we have just been so grateful and so thankful for this school and for this Black Expo that's getting ready to showcase our technology in North Carolina. But I believe God has a word for everyone for this listening ear about gratitude. And may they engage gratitude before they go to bed at night.
Uh-huh.
It helped with themselves to find something, their mate, their children, to affirm and give thanks for. So I'm going to have you lead a word of prayer, man of God, and then we're going to close it out. Go ahead.
Father in heaven, as we come now, in spite of all of the situations that's going on, we had a young lady that disappeared the other night hit right here in Orangeburg, so it's hitting close home now. I heard about this where the young man went to the hospital and shot a doctor, then went inside the hospital, shot another young lady, and shot a cop, a police officer, that has 3 or 4 head of children. So we are living in a time right now that people are getting angry and frustrated about little or nothing. But what the biggest problem with it, they are acting in a violent way about the situation. If they would have took time to appreciate the other person's life and give them the opportunity to explain why they did or said what they did, maybe all of these people would be alive today. Lack of communication will cause chaos in any situation. And while Dr. Latta was talking, I was reminded through the Spirit these certain words. He said that before the great revival, there will be a fall away of the church. We are living this day in that fall away. But in the midst of that, I see what God is doing. I see him working this out to the benefits of all the people that's in his kingdom. And for that, this night, I say thank you. Thank you, because I see what you're doing. The fall away is coming, but I can see the renewal of the house of God being restored. And for that, I say thank you. And I thank everybody that participated. It don't take but 2 or 3 to start it, and here to go around the world like a whirlwind. And I'm glad I can see it happening in my days and time before I leave off of this earth. Amen. Amen.
For the nation that's living, that's listening tonight, encouraging them to understand the deity of their spirituality.
Yeah,
we are spirit dwelling in bodies in this earth. We were formed to give praise, commune and communicate to God. The greatest power of our wealth does not lie in the dollars in the bank. From our heart, we are anointed and created to say. That's why King David reminded us in the 91st Psalm, "Well, say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my strength, my presence in times of trouble." His word declares, his psalm states, "Go give thanks to the Lord. We encourage everyone of our voice. Open your mouths and to strengthen your families by with thanksgiving. Wives, be intentional to love your husbands, not every now and then, but every single day. Find a reason to thanks and strengthen him. It's not easy to get up and that grind every day to make that paycheck to keep food on the table and the light going. Husband, come with yourself. Find the opportunity every day to affirm and strengthen your wives. It's not easy to be a person that balances the whole house like an octopus, trying to keep everybody's needs met, trying to keep planned menus, nutritional menus, to keep the food cooked nutritionally so that the children and everybody in the house has their health fortified. It's not easy to have people pulling on you, sun up to sun down. When everybody cries, you got to be the counselor, the comforter. You got to hold everybody's and filter everybody's emotional being, especially if you're helping children to grow through your house. We think girls are so emotionally volatile, but I'm telling you what, the rate of increased in minority children 30%. Actually, above the board, but when it comes to African American children, sons, the age of 5 to 11, the increase of suicide is up 33%. We live in a culture that has tricked young men of their emotional selves. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, let your sons cry. Comfort them. Find a reason to celebrate your children with thanksgiving. Reason, husbands, to tell your wives how beautiful they are. Affirm them. That's necessary for life force. Find a reason to tell your daughters they're beautiful, that you love them. That's necessary for their life force. Tell your sons they're handsome. You appreciate them being men of integrity and righteousness. Be intentional. Capture the moment. Be wealthy. The wealth of you is not in what's in your pocket or bank account. The wealth of you is in your ability to open your mouth and say. Have a word, have a voice of affirmation and appreciation and thanksgiving in your family. I want to give a shout out to my baby sister. My mother named her well. She was the last born of the first clan of Wilson children, 4.5 years my junior. So, you know, I'm in and out of the Midwest. And a lot of times I have my own key to her house, so I really don't have to wake her up for anything. But I said to her, I said, "I may stop in on you during the holiday season." And she really, really blessed me with her spoken words that pierced me so deeply. She said, "It's always a yes when you want to come and stay at my house. You're question have to ask, just come on. I think that's what we're in a family where we love. And I don't need an invitation to go in and climb in the bed, just my head for the night. But they are offering my thanks. I'm giving thanks to my own husband. On a walker, carried me to the Italian community, to a man who was illiterate, didn't even have a high school diploma. He said, I got something for you, Doc. He took 3 drops of 25% hydrogen peroxide and put it in water. At the time, I couldn't weight bear on my right knee. He said, drink this. It had knocked me out of my knee, and I was able to weight bear. So my husband carried my walker out. I came in on the walker and left walking. I thank God for my parents. I had parents that put in me a praise. It taught me God was worthy to be honored, and I needed to give my life to Jesus, and I needed to find a purpose. I remember came to Atlanta to the Martin Luther King Center and looking up at a poster on the wall. Martin Luther King was in a field position praying. He was asking God to give him strength to love. Because his house had been bombed, he had been put in jail. The people were telling lies on him. He had been hosed down, dragged, whipped by the dog, sicked him, and now he was in jail. Saying God, how to journey on. And so today, let's give thanks for Martin Luther King, his legacy. When he gave up, and he would give up, it was the love of God and the will to do the will of God that sustained him. And for that reason, able to go to a predominantly a white university where black students were not allowed to, were not admitted in the nursing program, but maybe every 4 years or so. And I was able to get in and finish nursing school at the number one school of nursing in the state of Ohio. I got so much to be grateful for. I'm grateful to be in the home of one of the wealthiest families I know in America. Not because they're in a 10,000-foot mansion or because they have a fleet of Rolls Royces to sit in the driveway. Because they have a legacy of love. When the husband honors the wife with his fidelity and his commitment to be a shield for her and their 8 children. In the house. We don't have to raise the voice to direct his children. He speaks to them and they obey. I'm in one of the wealthiest families in America where the children are taught to be respectful and regarding of the elders. If I pull up one of these handsome children, one of these beautiful daughters meets me at the door. So I say, hey, what can I do? I'm in a house so gracious that the husband and wife work like a team. This woman can cook soup in 5 minutes, and that's not an exaggeration. She got an instant, throw it all in, stir it up, and serve it up. America, you were even blessed to be in the presence of this family. You would rear back and say, glory, hallelujah. Because there's families like this that strengthen the moral fiber of this nation that cause communities to be stronger. They knock on the doors of their neighbors and inquire of their needs. What kind of love is dealing up in this house? That's why I bless this house. I bless this house with peace. I bless this house with prosperity. I bless this house with strength. I bless this house with joy. May these children understand they are among the wealthiest children in the world. Not because they have things, but because they have a love that billionaire children dream of. I have watched the children of billionaires who have never heard their mother or father say, "I love you." I have wiped the tears of children of billionaires, fathers who hated them for being born because they didn't want any more children. So a child that had nothing to do with his or her existence is born into a billionaire family, and the father takes a disposition to hate him and torment him and alienate him and make his life miserable and steal his inheritance just because he's the fifth born. Y'all better wake up here and teach your children love is not having a Jaguar and $300 pairs of shoes. Love is not when I give you everything you want and don't even attend to what you need. Love is when I never say I love you, but I'll give you a big mansion to live in. Tell your children I love you. Tell your children I thank you. Tell your children I appreciate you. Create opportunities for them to say thanks so they can stand among the wealthiest children in the world. Pastor Keo, I love you and celebrate you for being a man of courage and a man of intentional purpose. Prison in your wife.
Yeah, that's
what her silence. And give power to her voice, because somewhere along the way she was never allowed to have her say. Stir up her say.
Yes.
She has something to say that's going to change the atmosphere where you live, where you work, and where you play. There's a say down in her.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we thank you for the man of God that carries us in the name of Jesus. I bless everyone under the sound of my voice to have the most amazing Thanksgiving. May your day be filled with Thanksgiving. May you overflow. May your say be strengthened. In the family with thanksgiving and appreciation, and strengthen them and encourage them, because we are living too much in silence. We're letting the devil come. Steal our communication and rob our marriages and our relationships of joy, and children look at the way we love. And they say, "I don't love and I don't want God." Generation is looking for real love, true love. They're looking for people full of joy. The Bible says, "Seek the kingdom of heaven, righteousness, and joy in spirit." You have love, so you have not got the love yet. Something about love that will make you go the extra mile. Something about love that will make you say the extra words. Love brings life. May it protect, encourage, empower, giving. May you show this love that's so awesome that people believe in God and worship God because of the love they see in you and the love they feel and they see demonstrated from you. That's why I came back from my journey talking about we need safer homes. We need homes that don't have toxins in them. We need a technology that's better. I cannot come down because it's love that powers me. I have concern about children dying prematurely. I have concerns.
Amen.
About children being left orphans because mothers have cancer and diabetes and heart attacks, all these young women dying of heart attacks in their 30s. I'm concerned about all these young women dying prematurely in childbirth. I'm concerned about all these young women bleeding to death, and they're talking about the radiation and the chemicals in the environment and how it's contributing to this. I can't come down because of love that sustains me. It's the thanksgivings that people give me in the mountains, in the farmland. Even the cows give me extra moons when I come through to do their bars. I'm telling you, love will lift you. It will sustain you. And thanksgiving empowers love.
Mm.
And so to bless everyone to have the most amazing Thanksgiving. To hold on this Thanksgiving and power up the love. Too many people depressed. Too many children committing suicide. What you doing committing suicide? And you live in a $2 million home. Your parents can send you anywhere in the world and buy. Why do you want death over life?
Mm.
Because there's no substitute for love. I'd rather be on a deserted island with a man amputated at the waist who loved me. To be in the palace with somebody giving me everything and would never take the occasion to even say I appreciate you. Everyone be blessed and have the most amazing holiday. Good night, everyone. Blessings to you, Pastor, for supporting and sponsoring this radio show. Blessings to my colleagues at Columbia University who sustain me even in the darkest storms. Blessings to my colleagues at North Carolina Central who are holding fast to our laboratory homes. Blessings to my family in the mountains of Canton, Georgia, who are demonstrating how fabulous this solar technology can be for Georgians. Blessings to my farmers in Ohio who are showing how it's sustaining the health of their crops and their cattle. Blessings to all who carry me. And this spring, in the name of Jesus, and everyone.
Good night. Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hand. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that.
Death by mercy. so innocent. So many things I left under. Hallelujah. But in spite of all that, look at somebody, tell them, I got the victory. Come on, tell them, I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy keeping me. Come on, say it. Oh!
Mercy and grace. That's my